Hello, my name is Scott Mazingo. I'm one of the pastors on staff here at Grace, and I just wanted to share with you a quick tip that has really enhanced my Bible reading and Bible study over the years. And I want to do that just by using two simple prepositions, the word with and the word across. So we're going to talk about reading with your Bible and reading across your Bible. So let's start with reading with your Bible. And what I mean by that is that the Bible is a big story from Genesis to Revelation. It's one consistent story that occurs in all these different chapters. And whatever book you are reading, it's going to fit into the grander story of the entire Bible. And so it's really important that you know that so you can read along with the entire story. So for instance, in the book of Esther, you're dealing with a couple of concepts. You're dealing with the nation of Israel. You're dealing with the exile that are really important to the grander story. So you need to know how Esther fits into that. So as you're reading with the story, you want to be able to get in the flow of what has already happened and what's happening afterwards. So it's good to read Esther and then compare it to a couple of other books, say Ezra and Nehemiah, that are right around the same time period so that you can see what's happening before and after. So just reading with the Bible gives you a better picture of the grander narrative or the grander story. Now contrast that with reading across Scripture. By across Scripture, I mean when you see a word that sticks out to you, and it might be a big concept like faith or prayer or holiness or suffering, and you want to see what else the Bible says about that. You want to cross-reference or read across other chapters, other books, Old and New Testament, to get a bigger picture of what God's Word says, to see the consistency across Scripture, and to get a fuller understanding. Now, the best way to do that is to grab your Bible and look in the very back, and you'll have something called a concordance, and you'll see several different references for these main words that you can use to look at Old and New Testament passages that'll help inform your understanding of those words. But sometimes you may have a concept, like in Esther chapter 1, we see God's sovereignty. The word sovereign is not actually mentioned, but the theme is all throughout. In that case, you might want to grab another book, and there's several out there. This is one I would recommend. It's called Bible Doctrine by Wayne Grudem, and it would tackle all these different topics. So sovereignty would fit under God's character. You could read all the passages that talk about God's character, specifically God's sovereignty, and that would be a way of reading across Scripture. If this big book, because it's a little thick, is too much for you, I would also recommend, as a starter, the smaller book by the same author called Christian Beliefs, 20 Things Every Christian Would Need to Know. This is also a great way to read across Scripture. So read with the Bible, read across the Bible, two little prepositions that'll help enhance your Bible reading.